Can you see? Oh, there's waving at you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, do you want to just stand in the chair? There's another man there that might wave at you. Come on, you have to stand if you can't see from there.
Are you
a wave? No, I don't think he saw you actually, Thomas.
What?
But the other man who brought the bag saw us and waved, didn't he?
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
Yeah.
That house over there where Sue's cat's gone to live?
Yeah.
You know where Smudge lives?
Yeah.
Have you seen they painted the door from brown to blue? Well, this man usually looks for you to wave.
That's not
mine
that way.
No. Well, it's bank holiday Monday, Thomas. I think they're all rushing today because the weather's quite nice. It was raining this morning, but the sun's shining now. So they're probably rushing so they can get home and spend the rest of the day with the family. What do you think?
Then picked
them all
just
been
around that
block. Yes. Around the block, around the corner. That man must be a strong man, because look how many bags he's carrying.
That man?
Yes, that one that waved at you. He had about 6 or 7 bags, didn't he?
Got 2 bags?
Yes, he's left us some clean bags for next week. Where's he left them?
There.
What's that?
A bag.
The drain pipe?
Yeah.
He's left them on the drain pipe.
Well, it's not blown away.
No, I'll get it in fairly soon.
It's going to blow away.
And that the lady over there must not have realised that they were collecting today with the big bank holiday, and she's just come out with her, isn't it? Is he alright?
Yeah. Was the lady? Are you?
Can you see her? She's going back inside now. Look, she's closed the door.
We'll put our wash basin. Rubbish out.
No, we have. Daddy did it this morning. Oh, look, they're giving Sue a bin bag.
Yeah.
They've left a bin bag at Sue's house on a drain pipe, haven't they?
Oh, no, there's bin bags there.
Yes, can you see them?
No.
There. At the front near Linda's house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look what's on television.
Elephants.
Elephants.
For snakes.
Yes, what's coming now?
I don't know.
They're called flamingos.
Yeah.
Very tall pink birds.
Hello, big birds.
Big birds, look at their thin, tall legs.
Butterflies.
Butterflies are coming.
Hello. Now.
Hello, butterflies. Now what's coming?
Tortoise.
Tortoises, 2 tortoises.
Hello, tortoise.
Because we were actually watching Teletubbies when we realised the bin man were on the way, so we turned the sound back down on the television, haven't we? Giraffes.
Hello. Look, frogs are coming.
Are they? Oh gosh, I've never seen the frogs before.
Hello.
The frogs are after the giraffes jumping. Yes, look. I see the flamingos and the frogs, the giraffes. Oh, that's exciting. Sounds like the bin men are on the way now, Thomas. The dustbin line. Yes, here he is.
Hello. Not wave.
Well, he's getting out of his van now to go and pick the bags up, so he'll keep waving, he might see you. Oh gosh, that one's running quickly.
Not wave.
Oh, you see. He's throwing them in that quick, they're going all over the floor. I bet he doesn't pick that thing up that's fallen on the ground.
No.
No, he hasn't, he's just left it there. Oh, yeah. They're rushing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Look how he's running quickly. Can you see?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to get more. Right. Right, sit up there. Oh, somebody's just put something through the letterbox. I don't think they're going to wave, Thomas. They're so busy rushing today. We can say goodbye to the van now, it drives off. Go on.
Yeah,
no. Look, they've spilt all sorts of things. Oh, he's going to pick those up.
Not a tissue.
No, there's 2 big boxes there that are falling out of the van. I bet they just drive off and leave them around. Yep, they're going to. That's naughty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they've actually made more mess now than there was before they came. Look at that.
Oh, letter.
Bye-bye.
Oh, letter. Letter big.
Letter.
But, yeah. Oh, bother.
They really have made a mess. This. Look at those cartons near Auntie Linda's house.
Oh, yeah. Bother.
Right, do you want to go see what that gentleman put through the letter box to?
Okay.
Bye-bye, Teletubbies. Yes, Teletubbies are going, aren't they? What's he dropped through the letterbox? Is it a leaflet on the floor, isn't
it? And that!
Oh no, that's Mummy's hung that there, that bag. Was it kicking that bag to the shop? What's this? Oops, be careful, thank you.
Oh,
that's quite interesting.
Postman Pat.
Oh yes, Postman Pat's on television now. Well, this is a leaflet about the optician, Thomas, and funnily enough, Mummy needs some new glasses. Oh, it's telling you what's coming up. Postman Pat, Play Days and Caterpillar Trail. Which is your favourite?
Noddy.
Noddy? Noddy wasn't one of the names I mentioned, was it?
Yeah.
No. Right, I'm just going to get my cup of coffee, Thomas, and then shall I have a look at the book?
Noddy's coming along.
Do you know what we're going to do later on?
Yeah.
Noddy's at home now. He's been at work this morning, but he's home now.
Oh, no.
And we're going to go to Stockport, because then we've got to take a suit back to the shop.
No, for that Donald's shirt.
Yes, but we're going to McDonald's first. That was what I was about to say. Is this Postman Pat?
Yes, it is.
All right. Yes, Daddy said if we go to Stockport, we can go to McDonald's for our lunch. That's exciting.
You're a happy boy!
Does that make you a happy boy?
Yeah.
Good. Happy meal for a happy boy. Look, tell me what's happening on Postman Pat.
Postman's collecting. Look, one letter.
All right, he's opened his letterbox, taking the letter out. What's he going to do with that?
Throwing it in his van.
Throwing it in his van? You think he'll throw it like the dustbin man through in those bags?
Yeah.
Maybe he's a bit more careful.
Oh, letter.
Well, the men who were driving the dustbin wagon and throwing the bags in weren't the usual men, were they? The men delivering the bags and collecting the rubbish together were the men that we see every week.
Then all the rubbish are let her go.
Yes.
All letter. Bother. Do you want to put that band on your hair?
No, I don't really want a rubber band on my hair, thank you. No, thank you.
There.
Oh, does that look silly?
Yeah, no. Do you want like Sarah Van?
I look more like what?
Sarah Ann.
Sarah Ann? Oh, who's Sarah Ann? Is she a Postman Pat?
Yes, it is.
Purdy's come downstairs now.
Oh! Tell Purdy to...
No, don't go near Purdy with that rubber band, Thomas. It'll hurt her. Thomas! Stop. Listen, you upset Purdy and there's no Happy Meal. I'll come back.
I hurt Purdy this. Nothing.
You didn't hurt her, good.
I left my rubber band to take. This is my fingers snuggling a spell.
Pardon?
These are my lights to keep going around.
Oh, I see. You're playing with your pretend car.
This horn means it's snowing.
No, the horn doesn't mean it's snowing.
Yes, it is.
No. No, if you blow the horn, it's usually a warning to other people. It's to tell them that you're there. So you might blow it to tell them to get out of the way.
Well, and this horns mean usual some trees on the line.
Does it mean there's some trees on the line?
This tick-tock means some sweeties on the road.
No, it doesn't mean there's sweeties on the road, Thomas Henry.
Of course it is, it's a pedestrian wagon.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose there might be sweeties on the road. After the dustbin men have been.
Just say shh.
Well, if you go, because you're making too much noise with that, I don't like the sound of the steering wheel clicking. Now, if you go around a corner sometimes, Thomas, if it's a really sharp bend, especially in places like where Grandma and Grandad Bilby live, if you press your horn, beep, 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 it warns other people you're about to come around the corner. Because sometimes the hedges are so high you can't actually see. Or if the taxi comes to pick us up, it might go beep, beep, beep to tell us it's outside.
I'm a taxi man.
Or who else blows the horn when they drive away on Wednesday evening?
Teddy.
And who else?
Granny Dryden.
Granny Dryden? I think it's... They go beep, beep to say we're going. No, Thomas, don't do that. It's too much.
Not me. I want to press the horn.
Yes, I'll press the horn, please, if you stop clicking the wheel. Get out of the way. Taxi's here. Bye-bye, Thomas.
Bye-bye. See you next weekend.
See you next weekend.
There's no letter today, just litter.
What did you say? No letter, just litter?
I'm a little wagon.
Are you?
Nina, 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 with her siren.
Oh, the dolphin wagon doesn't have a siren, does he? Who has sirens?
Fire engine.
Yes, and?
I'm fire engine. Nina, siren, siren.
Who else has sirens?
And when says police cars.
And police cars, that's right. Do you know what the indicator lights are for?
Yeah.
What are they for?
Look.
No. What are the indicators for? Do you know?
No.
Well, if you're driving along the road and you want to turn right or left, you indicate which way you're going, so that people behind you or other people on the road don't suddenly get a surprise when you turn off quickly. Have you seen when you're driving on the motorway or on the road, you see orange lights flashing on cars? If an orange light flashes this side, the car's turning right.
I'm going fast now, this
fire engine. You're going very fast. If it flashes this way, you're going left. And do you know what the dial is for there, Thomas, with the numbers on it? That tells you how fast you're driving.
What do you want upstairs for?
I'm not, I'm just reaching a tissue.
It's getting dark.
I think it's just the weather today, love. It keeps being very sunny and then clouds over, doesn't it? It's quite windy as well. Let me show you. Let me show you this. You see the sea there? That most roads you can drive at about 30, 40, 50, and some you can drive 70. That motorway you can go really fast now, can't you? So if you're driving too fast down a little road, a policeman will come and get you.
From that way.
Yeah, you could drive fast on the motorway, but not on little roads around here, because you'd knock people down, wouldn't you? On the motorway you don't have people walking, so it's not quite so dangerous. Because it's awful, isn't it, when we're going to the spa shop or walking to Dead Spring and cars go quickly, quickly, don't they? And we're trying to cross roads.
Yeah. And look, policeman tear us off.
The policeman would tell them off, wouldn't he? And what about the mirrors? Can you see here? If you look in the mirror, you can see what's happening behind, can't you?
The children and we'll play football match. I'm going to run over them.
Oh, no. You can see each other on the road having a football match and you're going to run over. That's silly. If you can see them, you can take steps to avoid hitting them, can't you?
Yeah. Yes. Like hammer.
No. Oh dear. I didn't mean that type of hit them. I meant, if you can see them in the road, you've got a chance to slow your car down, put your brakes on and stop before you run over them. Haven't you?
No, I haven't. Go fat out and go smush.
Hey, stop that. That's not nice.
I'm
going to
just go pudding. Then I post glory.
Look, this is the ignition key. This turns the car on and off, doesn't it? On,
Anna.
What's that?
What?
Oh, that's the speedometer and that's the indicator, isn't it?
What's that called?
That's the ignition key.
The bus boy is going to Purdy's house.
Oh, well, I'm going to let Purdy out if you're going to upset
him. Beanie, I'm not. I'm just going to get in the
Right, shall we see if Lily's in a ready to go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
And we'll look at some things again together later.
Mummy, where are you going?
Pardon?
Look, Thomas is going to go wee.
Sorry, what are you saying?
There's a bat going wee.
Jason's sliding. Oh, I see. Oh, is this an episode about snow and ice?
Yeah. Watch.
Oh, dear. Postman Pat's falling over.
And Wolf just falling over. And his tummy.
Yeah. Have you seen this programme before, Thomas?
Yeah.
What happens?
Mrs. Thompson sliding, push your head, go whee!
He's driving his van now. Is he going to have problems?
His door's not shut.
His door's not shut?
No.
Oh, it looks very wintry out there, Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's sun shining outside because otherwise I think it would make me feel very cold. Look at all the hills and all the trees covered in snow.
Mountains.
It's May now, isn't it? So we shouldn't get any snow now. We had hailstone though. Do you remember the hailstone last week?
And the rain now.
We've had rain this morning, haven't we? And it's quite windy outside. Oh, look, Postman Pat's got a coat on, hasn't he, with a fur collar? That's to keep him warm.
Yeah, man.
He'd be better with a different hat on, a woolly hat and some gloves. He's no gloves, has he? Perhaps he can't pick the letters up quickly enough when he's got gloves on. Who's he talking to?
Snowman.
A snowman. What's the snowman wearing?
Fleece and buttons and scarf.
What's he wearing? A scarf?
Hello, Mrs. Hubbard.
Oh, is it Mrs. Hubbard? Well, she's got a scarf on, hasn't she? She looks a bit miserable. What's the matter with Mrs. Hubbard?
She's got his bicycle.
Oh gosh, her bicycle's covered in snow. And who's that with the shovel trying to dig it out?
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat? Oh, I thought there was another one there a minute ago. Oh dear, poor Miss Hubbard. Is it Miss Hubbard?
No, Mrs. Hubbard.
Mrs. Hubbard. Oh, I thought it was Miss Hubbard.
Ah!
Oh, are you giving me a cuddle? Really, Miss Hubbard should keep a bicycle in the shed or the garage, shouldn't she? Then it wouldn't get covered in snow. She wouldn't be able to cycle in that snow anyway, would she?
No.
What's she doing now?
Oh! Playing the snowman.
Yeah, she's giving the snowman a pipe, hasn't she, for his mouth? Look at that. Well, I hope she does. Oh! No, his hat's fallen off.
And his thing.
Who's that man, Thomas? That's not Postman Pat. Who's that man with a shovel?
Devils. Look, there's a bicycle.
Oh, there's the bicycle, I see.
No, it's not. It's a kettle.
A kettle? What's she doing with a kettle in the snow?
But there's some snow in it.
She's putting some snow in it?
Yeah.
Why?
I just love to. Look, there's a bicycle as well.
Oh, they've got it out.
Very quiet in here.
Very quiet in here? Well, it's because the sound isn't on the television. Oh, well, she looks pleased, isn't she? She is going to ride it, isn't she?
And what is hard?
I hope somebody's cleared the snow from the roads, Thomas, otherwise she's going to have a job to cycle. Off she goes. Look at that.
Bumpty bump.
Bumpty bump. I bet it's his bumpty bump on the snow.
Yeah.
Right, where's Jess? I haven't seen Jess. You think Jess is in the van with Postman Pat?
Yeah, look.
Oh, yes, there she is. The pond's all frozen over, isn't it?
Mm.
All icy.
Icy cold.
Icy cold. Don't tread on those, they'll break. I think we ought to put the train track away now, actually, because if we're getting ready to go out... Oh, that's the end of Postman Pat. The picture of Postman Pat now, he's in the sun, isn't he? It's a sunny sky, nice blue sky.
And look, one, two, three.
Three stumps on the letter. Very good. Oh, more snow. Who's this?
Pingu.
Pingu the penguin. Right, shall we?
Not any.
Please. Is this the train of what else is going to be on? Who's that? Spot the bark dog. Oops. Who's that? Noddy.
Yeah.
Are you going to shout Daddy and ask him if he's ready?
Daddy, you ready? Yes.
Right, okay, then let's pick these trains up and we can go. Pardon? Daddy's asking if you'd like to go to McDonald's.
Oh, yes. Daddy! I just tell Daddy. I love him. Daddy! I'm going to pick a train track up with me. You're going to help with the train track.
Well, I think Daddy hasn't really made a mess with the train track, Daddy Thomas, has
he? Oh, they lit on the floor. On this minute,
oh, Daddy,
already.
You should have seen. Did you see when the dustbin men came?
All the letters fallen on the floor.
The usual two men came round gathering up all the rubbish and delivering the new bags. Mm. And the men who were driving the lorry and got out were young men that we don't normally have, and they were rushing so quickly. And they were throwing the bin bags into the dustbin lorry so fast that they were falling on the floor. One of them split open and a lot of rubbish fell out. And they didn't pick it up, they just drove off. So have you seen outside now? There's lids and cartons, all sorts of things on our path that don't belong to us, that have blown, haven't they?
Yeah.
Right. Are we ready?
Oh. We're saying go.
I said one, two, three, go.
I said go as well.
Did you? We both said go. Go,
Thomas,
go.
The mummy, Tom. Hello, I'm a speech man.
No, you're not. You're a silly boy with a storage box
in your head. I can't see I'm doing.
Yes, you can.
In my room.
What on earth have you got down your front? What is this?
Dustbin bag.
It's not a dustbin bag.
It's just a piece of litter.
A piece of litter? You don't like to be rolling in the gutter.
This piece of thing. And then my tummy is...
Shall we both go in the box?
Yes, My daddy, look at me, Albert, look.
Oh, did you see us, Daddy, with that storage box on our heads? Yeah. You look silly.
Yeah.
Right, come along. You've got to help me, otherwise there's nothing in McDonald's. No, you'll end up breaking it now, Thomas. Come on, let's put the houses in that one, gently, not throw. Put the train track in this one.
Right, target the train track.
Don't throw it, just be gentle. No, you're going to break it, Thomas, if you throw it. It's made of wood, so it's quite strong, but you do it gently. Father Christmas brought you that. What would he say if he thought you were being rough with it?
Yeah, no.
He'd probably say, oh, I'm not going to bother coming next year.
I'd be crying.
You would be crying then, wouldn't you?
I wish some more trees had come next week. I cry.
Would you?
Yeah.
It's going to be quite a while before the winter comes again, isn't it? What month is it now? Is it me?
Yeah. It's May about June.
It's May, and what did you say about June?
May of June.
May of June. Well, it's December when Father Christmas comes, isn't it? Steady. We've got January.
There goes sheep.
January.
And your sheep.
Thank you.
Your train, your sheep.
I'm a machine, am I? A sheep? A machine?
Yes.
We've got January, then February, it's Charlotte's birthday. Mm-hmm. What have we got in March?
March. Don't know.
Auntie Janet's birthday. What about April? Whose birthday's in April?
Thomas thing!
Thomason, how old will he be next year?
Four.
Four?
Yes.
And what about May? Whose birthday in May?
Mummy's.
Mummy's. And what about June? What's happening in June? Mm. We're going to Spain in June.
You have that flag.
Thank you.
I have McDonald's flag.
Right, we'll be able to get another McDonald's flag,
won't
we, see? What about July?
I'm getting lots of flags.
Are you? What happens in July? I can't think of anything, can you?
No.
The sun will be shining in July, hopefully.
Hi.
And August. Oh, it's Ben's birthday. It's Ben's birthday in August, isn't it? And what about September?
I'm taking my telephone.
You're taking your telephone with you, aren't you? Can you think of what happens in September? Right. I know. In September, Thomas starts nursery.
I'm a fighting man.
You're a fighting man?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. October, it's Daddy's birthday.
Stamp!
November.
Fight!
No, I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like
that. My dad's birthday.
It's not, it's a telephone, you ring people up, you don't fight.
No, yes it is.
What about November? Do you remember November?
I'm a fighting man again.
You're not, Thomas.
I am.
Where have you got this I'm a fighting man from?
Stuart.
Yeah, that rock. I don't like that at all.
Just really.
Thomas,
I'm going to
listen, if you start doing things like that, we're not going out this afternoon. I do not like
it. Oi, oi, oi.
It's never saying that.
I'm not saying that.
It's a telephone.
Let me have it.
No, Daddy gave you that.
Oh,
to ring people up.
Please, I have it back.
No, not unless you're going to use this as a telephone. You don't use this as a weapon. That is not nice.
Hey, I want...
I'm still talking to you about November. Do you remember fireworks?
I want it back.
Well, what do you say? You don't just say I want it back.
I got it.
How have you got that?
You're stupid lady.
I don't think we're going out, Daddy, now. This is not a nice ball.
Yes, I am.
You're not.
Yes, I am. Stupid man.
Silly. He's not helping to pick his toys up. He's calling him stupid. And he's fighting.
Like,
which isn't very nice, is it?
Fight! No. Go away!
No, we don't like that, Thomas.
That's just being silly.
Fight! Go away! Come back! Another man!
No, that's really silly. Stop it.
It's Thomas's coat upstairs.
No, it's him. Can you put your coat on? You need a hairbrushing as well. And I think what you just do with your mouth on it because you have that milk, didn't you?
No.
Little milky mouth.
Okay. A nice biscuit mouth.
You have some nice biscuits with it.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Yeah. Everything's nice.
Everything's nice. Who was it? You were telling me you had icy biscuits. Oh, it's Rachel, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Rachel said her mummy made a jelly for a party and Thomas said my mummy makes nice milk and icy biscuits.
I've got my telephone as well. Come on, let's go.
Will you pick this money up, please?
And Thomas, you're not taking your telephone if you're going to try to fight with it.
Okay. Fight! Fine, go away.
No, you'd be better leaving it at home because it's going to get lost, isn't it? Money picked up, please, Thomas. Let's find, where's your little pot for your money?
Come go with me. I'm hiding.
You're hiding?
Yeah.
Oh, we won't be going at all unless things are tidied up. Come on, you know what Daddy said? Thomas, please, money. You can't just get all your toys out and scatter them on the floor and then walk away and leave somebody else to pick them up.
I'm not talking, I'm just too busy.
Thomas, you're too busy doing things other than what Mummy's asked you to do. Come on. Because you're going to feel pretty miserable if we get to McDonald's and Mummy and Daddy are eating and you're not.
Drill.
You're pretending it's a drill now, are you?
Yeah.
Come on, quick, money, up, chop, chop. Come on.
Money, you're not up.
Come on, clap in my hands, quick.
Money enough.
We're not going yet, Daddy.
Money enough.
Thomas, you pick money this money enough. Up off the floor.
Money enough.
I mean, if you don't pick it up, we're not going out.
Money.
Now I'll help.
Okay, I get some.
There we are, in the pot. Pick. There, that's better.
Yours. You want one?
The lorries are not mine?
No.
No, they're not, are they?
No.
Whose lorries are they?
Thomas's
lorries?
Yeah.
Alright. Mummy's just pouring herself a cup of tea.
You want a TNT like a postman?
I don't mind, Thomas, whichever you don't want, thank you.
Thank you. There's a postman.
Alright, thank you.
I have a TNT lorry.
Right, and what does the TNT lorry deliver?
Newspapers, and magazines, and sweets.
Newspapers, magazines and sweets.
Look, his back comes off.
That sounds very exciting.
His back comes off.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Really? That's enough. You see, Mum, it goes round and round. This wheel now works.
Does
I think
it?
Linda and Brian waking up.
Oh, well, I think Linda and Brian are probably up now, Thomas, but I don't want to disturb them today.
I'll go and Linda and Brian help me bring Brian fix that wheel.
That's right, because Brian fixed the other wheel on the post lorry, didn't he, when that was broken?
Yeah. But the TNT lorry's broken now.
Isn't it? Do you know why it keeps getting broken?
Yeah.
Because it keeps being dropped on the floor. Do you think that's the problem?
No.
No.
It just breaks. That's just glue. There you go.
Thank you.
I have a TNT lorry. Look. The box comes off. Off and on. Look, it's parked.
Off and on? Is that what you said? It comes off and on? And it's parked now, is it?
Near post lorry.
Right.
Show you. It's back doors that comes off.
Mum. Your doors come off and on. They open and close, don't they?
Look, it's parked next to you.
It is parked next to me, yes.
It's got lots of wheels in the front and side of front.
It has, hasn't it? You count. And tell me how many wheels you can see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
One, two, three, four, five on this side.
There's more in there.
Should be five on the other side.
Yeah. There's five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
7. Nina, Nina, special delivery!
Is it? What's the special delivery?
Sweden, Wayne, with drinks.
Drinks?
Yeah. And money. It's not got any money in it. Just have your money there.
Well, if it's selling drinks, Thomas, I'm all right, because I've got a cup of tea in front of me. Are you sure you don't want some of this?
Yeah. That goes...
Mummy's having a piece of fruitcake and some cheese and a cup of tea, isn't she?
That's my thing.
Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Push the money along the top of the lorry?
Mingo. No. Like that, I mean.
Well, you've got the money. You can do it. You know what needs doing.
But all the money I tipped off. A bat just been off and tipped it all down. A bat turned off and tipped it all off.
Did it?
Yeah.
Put it on sideways. That's it, sideways. Now it twivels round. That's lovely.
But the doors are shut. Look.
Oh, there they are, yes. Mind you, that's what you need. Doors closed if you're carrying money. Especially if you're going quickly down the motorway.
Like this. It's not crashing. It's bumping.
Is it? I don't think it should be bumping or crashing, really, do you?
Look. Crashing your arm, though.
Crashing into my arm?
Leaving.
Have you got some lots of money there?
Yeah. No, look. No more lots of money. Where's the lots of money? I get it.
Oh, there's another one here, look. Two more coins here. There's a £1 and a £2.
Yeah. And there's the other.
Right.
Ta-da.
You just found that on the floor?
Yeah. Thank you, my dear.
Did you say thank you, my dear?
Yeah.
You're welcome, Thomas.
Some more under there.
Oh, there is, yes. Oh, there's lots here.
The doors are open.
Right. That's a £1 coin. These two are 50 pence pieces. A 2 pence piece and a 5 pence coin. That's quite all right, but there isn't any more, Thomas. That's it.
It's in the bathroom.
Oh, no, no. We don't want any more plain money, do we?
I can't do it.
There you are, put it on sideways, that hole into that hole. And then it's in. Which it isn't. Oh heck, I've dropped all the money out. I'm sorry. I tipped it up.
No.
There you are, put it on sideways, and when that clip's gone into that hole, turn it round, and there you go.
Mama.
Oh. Is that the noise it makes when it's reversing?
No.
Oh, Tom, don't cry. It's all right. I think it might have something. Don't cry. I think it might have something to do with that wheel not working. So it's not really. Well, ask Daddy or Uncle Brian to have a look at it later.
No, I want to look at it.
Well, you can look at it now, but what I mean by look at it is give it some attention, repair it.
I want to repair it now.
Yes, I don't think we can, Thomas. I think Uncle Brian used a little tool, didn't he, when he mended it? Just rinse my hands, because they're a bit sticky after eating that cheese.
I said a woman.
Who's the silly woman?
Mummy.
Your mummy?
I don't love you.
You don't love me?
Yeah.
What about the trip to McDonald's? And who went on a merry-go-round? 3 times he went on a merry-go-round. But just sit and smile. Tell me, who sat on a merry-go-round?
Thomas.
And what did you sit in? What vehicles did you ride?
On the bus, on the helicopter.
Yes.
Kick-top, kick-top.
You had 2 rides on the bus. And 1 ride on the helicopter, didn't you?
Yeah.
Shall I have a look at this book together?
No, and I want to.
Look, oh look, there's a fairground here. That's quite funny. That wasn't what we were going to look at, but...
No, I want to do anything like that.
Don't you?
No. Oh. I want to read a story.
No, I wasn't going to read a story. Look, there's a fairground. That's quite funny, isn't it? Roundabout. Is that what it's called, a roundabout? Did we say merry-go-round? I think it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not actually a merry-go-round.
A merry-go-round. Now there's a picture in here, Thomas, about...
The snakes.
Well, there might be. I think there's something about the country and the city.
Oh, yeah!
So I'm just going to try and find it. Ah, the street, it's called. What sort of things can you see in this busy street?
Look, fire engine, tell. Nina.
A fire engine.
The ambulance.
Police car. There's an ambulance there. Look, are they racing to the hospital, do you think?
No. They go home.
Well, look, there's a digger doing some roadworks and lots of cones around the area.
Rolling.
And is that a restaurant with people eating outside?
And a roller.
And a roller. And shops.
And that.
And a hotel. We went to a hotel on Sunday.
Thomas!
Do you remember going to the hotel on Sunday?
Sweeties.
Yes, the lady gave you some sweeties at the hotel, didn't she?
Yeah. Lots.
And there's all sorts of trucks and cars, taxis, buses. Look, there's a church there. Looks like a school there with some children playing outside. And what's that?
Fire hose.
No, it's not a fire hose. Where do we go when we want to put petrol in the car?
On that thing up stone thing.
Oh, yeah, so you're talking about Daddy's car, aren't you, where the petrol actually goes in. No, I mean, where do we go to buy petrol?
A petrol station.
Petrol station, that's right.
Just hold on a minute. I'm just getting something else.
Are you? Right, okay.
I'm just getting my granddad lorry.
Getting your grandma and granddad lorry? You mean the tanker?
Yeah.
Would you like me to get it?
No. It's the idea I get it.
All right. See that we've got on a table.
Fire engine!
Yes, fire engine, police car, ambulance. You've got lots of lorries, haven't you, here? Do you think there might be a railway station in the city?
Good idea.
Do you think there would be a railway station?
Yeah. Railway.
Don't press the buttons, not now, Tom. It's not when we're talking. Do this another time. Now look, there's a different picture here of the country.
Countryside.
The countryside. Right, what sort of things can you see on this picture of the countryside?
running over the bridge and down the bridge.
Well, look, there's a bridge there, and there's some people fishing on the bridge, aren't there? And do you know what this is called? This long boat.
Yeah.
It's called a barge, and it's going on the canal.
What's that one called?
That's a bridge. So you've got people fishing. Look, you've got a little cottage there with somebody pegging out the water. And some children camping in the field here. Can you see the tents?
Yeah.
And you've got, what have you got in the field?
Hot air balloon.
A hot air balloon, that's right. And what's that going through the tunnel?
Train.
A train. And you've got a caravan. Sit down, Tom. No, you're not climbing the table.
I'm not. I'm just...
Thomas, you're just nothing. Get off the table. Get off the table. You're not like a cup of tea. No. That tea is hot. If you knock it over, you'll get scalded. You will, and you'll cry a lot more than you're crying now.
No.
Now just do as you're told, please. You don't climb on top of the table. You're just getting your ambulance of fire engine here. Why don't you ask for them? Oh, Tom, come on. Why are you so upset? Are you tired? Puppet. What's that? Betty's outside. She knows why you're crying. Stop it, Thomas. Now listen. Listen, Daddy had to talk to you in the car, didn't he? What did Daddy say to you in the car?
No.
He had to talk to you. You've got to realise, Thomas, when I tell you not to do something, when I ask you not to do something, there's usually a good reason. That's a hedgehog.
No, it's not.
It is. Now, Daddy got cross because when you go outside, you run. And you mustn't run. You don't know what's coming. You might get knocked down. Just like then, you're climbing on the table. If you knocked tea, you would have got scalded. Just be careful. I'm not trying to spoil your fun, it's just that we can see dangers that you really can't know.
This is a fountain on a bridge.
Is it?
Yes, that is. That's a little fountain on the bridge.
Do you remember this story about the countryside and the town?
Just a minute, and this is them in the bridge.
Lola and the farm.
Okay, then this is the bridge.
Are you making the book into a bridge?
It's
got
a little bridge.
Bridge
and a
bridge. You can't make a bridge?
No.
Lola lived in a great big city. She lived in a very tall building. Lola loved the city. She liked the noisy red buses and all the people walking by. Look, here's your red bus.
Bee bop, bee bop.
So that's something from the city, a red bus, isn't it? And today Lola was sad. Her granny was moving far away to live on a farm with her sister. Lola knew about farms. She'd seen them in books and on TV. They were muddy and smelly. She wasn't sure she liked the countryside. But just wipe your nose. That's better.
Mum, do we need a bridge like this?
Wait a second. One day, Lola and her mummy set out to visit Granny's new home. They went to the station and got on a big train. Right, what's this?
A train,
that says intercity.
You should have got lots of carriages.
We should have got lots of carriages, but there aren't lots of carriages there today, are there?
Should do.
Well, we've got more, haven't we? They went to the station and got on a big train. Soon the train had left the city behind. There we are. What's the noise the train makes when it's leaving the station?
Dum-a-dum.
The diddly dum, the diddly dum. Is that right? Right, it's off now to the countryside.
No, not yet. I want to make a tunnel first.
Yeah, we'll make a tunnel with this book.
Yeah.
There we are, right? The train can go through the tunnel, can't it?
I do it. Right. Oh, no!
Oops. It's less some of its passengers behind.
Yes.
There we are. Is it going to the countryside now?
No, it's gone to the airport.
The airport? Oh.
Boom.
Soon the train had left the city behind. Lola saw all kinds of things along the way. She saw horses jumping over fences in a field. Have we got a horse there? No. A wood full of lovely trees. Who lives in the wood?
The bears.
Big bears. A village green with children playing on it. Lola waved and they waved back at her. Are you going to wave at the children on the village green? Hello?
Everybody there.
Everybody there. Perhaps the countryside was quite nice after all, Lola thought. But when they got to Granny's house, Lola found that it was very muddy and smelly. And there were lots of scary looking animals. What sort of animals do you think were on the farm?
Scary.
What sort of scary animals?
Oh.
What's that? It's not really scary, though. Is it? What is it? Whoops. Is it a pig?
No, that's a pig. That's a horse.
Is it a horse? I thought it was a cow. What's that?
Merlin.
A varlan. Sheep.
Really?
A little dog.
Woof, woof. There's the dog.
Yes.
That's the dog.
Granny took her on a tour of the farm. There were waddly ducks with funny fat bottoms.
Quack.
Yes, pink and black sheep. Yours is a pink and black sheep, isn't it? Look, just like the one in the picture. Look at that. Isn't that funny? Exactly the same. The pink and black pigs with pink and black piglets and a sheep who'd had some baby lambs.
Ben.
There you are, that's your lamb. One of the lambs was very hungry. What's she doing with it?
Drinking milk.
Drinking milk. She's giving it milk from a
bottle. That lady called?
Well, I think that's Lola's grandma. She looks like she's feeding the chickens, doesn't she? She's got some corn or something in her hand. And she's sprinkling it on the grass.
For sweeties, Grandma.
You think there were sweeties? There were goats that made Lola laugh. Do you know why they're making her laugh?
Yeah.
Because what are they doing?
They're eating. Trousers.
Eating trousers. They're pulling the trousers off the washing line, aren't they? Well, just because goats like to eat things like that. There were goats that made Lola laugh and a very friendly cow. There's your cow.
Blue.
That's right. Lola decided the animals weren't scary after all. She even got to go for a ride on Pickles, the pony. Lola had such a lovely day, she didn't want to leave. But her mummy said that they would come back and visit Granny again really soon. But they're waving goodbye. Do you know what that sign says?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Come in.
This way to the station.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they must be going back on the train?
Yes, to the city.
Back to the city.
Oh, I want to wait to go in there.
Do you? Lola was quiet on the way home. She saw a big hill with sheep on it. A field bright with yellow flowers that stretched as far as the eye could see. What sort of yellow flowers do you know about?
Sweetie.
No.
Yeah.
What sort of yellow flowers do you remember seeing?
I want to get a parcel instead.
Of what?
My parcel in my postbox.
Just a minute. What else did she see? In a stone bridge over a rolling river. But she was glad when the train arrived back in the city. There were the noisy red buses. And all the tall buildings. And lots of people hurrying past. Lola loved the city. But now she loved the countryside too. Shall we look at her bedroom at the start of the story? She's got pictures of buses painted on a bedroom wall, and that looks like a painting of Tower Bridge in London. And when she comes home, above her bed she's got a picture of a girl riding a horse, and instead of buses on her wall she's drawn ducks. And mind you, even the carpet's changed, because it was an orange carpet before and the carpet's green now. And she's playing with a farm, isn't she?
Near forest.
a railway.
Thought it was a railway? And I think she's even put some plants, look, and flowers on her window, hasn't she? So she obviously liked the countryside, didn't she? You going to sneeze?
No wonder we don't understand not how to read those in bed.
You want to read those in bed?
Yeah.
All right, then what was it you wanted to go and get?
A parcel.
A parcel?
Lots. Yeah, lots and lots and lots.
There are a lot of things, Thomas, that you get in both the town and the country.
I've been
to Pontypridd. Oh, I see. Because you know the big red buses that we saw in the city, the big double-deckers? When you get buses like this one here, look. My grandma and granddad Bill, we live in York. On the outside of York. There are buses that go around all the villages. But they're not as big as the city buses, are they? They don't go quite to the same places. They go around all over the country roads, don't they? And what else could you see in the countryside that we've got over there? Oh, Thomas, now you wonder why your lorries are always broken. That's not going to have helped, is it?
No.
No. The post box. You get post boxes, don't you, in both the country and the town? And what about shops? They're different types of shops, aren't they?
Where's this
go? Oh, I see. You've loaded lots of things into your tractor, have you? Well, it's got wrapped round the wheel. It's the rope for pulling the tractor along. There we are. What have you put in the farmer's tractor?
That and that.
What are they? You put your post lorry, your TNT lorry and a parcel in the back of the tractor. It must be a very strong tractor at times to carry all those lorries. What do you think? Has everything come out now?
Yeah. Want to put that in the trailer again?
Do you? Okay.
You put a parcel in.
I will this way. We're doing it right.
Good lad.
Good lad? I'm a lass, I'm a girl. Good girl. Why are you loading all these things into the tractor?
I don't want that.
You don't want the parcel?
Especially for yours.
Especially for me, is it? Thank you very much. Did you say especially for yours?
Especially, yeah. Sorry, Mummy.
Oh, look at Penny. She's in your sandpit, isn't she? She looks like she's been playing in the sandpit. You've got another tractor trainer here. What's in this? A sheep? Can you see at the side of the tractor?
Yeah.
All the pipes.
No, I don't want that there.
You don't want this tractor?
No!
Tommy, you're a bit grey. What's the matter?
I don't want it.
Are you just tired?
Yeah.
Are you tired or want to come for a cuddle?
No.
Oh. What's the matter? Have you been too busy today?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to go to sleep?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go to sleep?
No, on your head.
On my head? That's a silly place to go to sleep, isn't it?
Yes.
You like to go to sleep holding Mummy's hair, is that what you mean? Not on my head. You're too heavy, aren't you? Yes?
Got two things in.
You've got two things in. What have you got? The cab of your paper lorry and the Royal Mail lorry? I think somewhere around here, Thomas, the farmer has a toolbox.
And a snail.
Is there a snail? There's a snail. Oh yes, a snail's crawled in and settled itself on top of the toolbox. Excuse me. Pardon?
And a sweet cake.
No, Thomas. You're not having any sweeties, so don't ask. You're not eating your meal, so you're not having sweeties. You know that. We discussed this earlier, didn't we?